The Tourism Biz Bites from the 7 podcast is brought to you by RTO7 in partnership with Community Future South Georgian Bay and with generous support from Tourism Simcoe County. For more information about the T3 Accelerator Coaching Program, visit rto7.ca.
I personally experienced it, being a little skeptical, and after I experienced it, I was blown away with the actual experience of the volcanic rock therapy. It's magical to sit there in the winter time, having a pedicure, glass of Prosecco, watching the snowflakes come down and watching skiers come down the hill.
Welcome to the T3 Accelerator Podcast, the podcast for tourism businesses in Tourism Region 7. That's the tourism region that covers Bruce, Grey, and Simcoe County in Ontario, Canada. I'm your host, Tracy Sternad. On this week's episode, we are profiling the award-winning Iwa Spa in the heart of Blue Mountain Village. I had the pleasure of interviewing the wonderful owner of Iwa Spa, Michelle Ubell, who not only welcomed me to her spa for the interview, but kindly insisted that I experience the spa itself. And what made Iwa Spa a standout experience for me was the Ganban Volcanic Rock Therapy. And like many who experience rock therapy for the first time, I was somewhat skeptical, but it was truly one of the most relaxing things my body has ever experienced. And first up, let's meet the owner of Iwa Spa.
My name is Michelle Ubell. I am the founder, owner, and operator of Iwa Spa in Blue Mountain Village. So Iwa Spa is now in its sixth year of operation. We are a wellness-based spa, yoga studio, and boutique. And wellness is really at the core of everything we do. In fact, it's in our name. So Iwa, while it stands for rock in Japanese, really represents our why, which is to inspire wellness always. And that is Iwa, I-W-A.
So I'm taking off my boots here. And I have a lovely basket with some water and a beautiful robe. I'm gonna put on my cozy slippers so that I don't muck up the front entrance here. Alrighty, so you've had a massage before.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so it is a relaxation massage, so okay. It's not gonna be too deep tissue or anything like that. So right. It's about like medium pressure.
So Michelle, the spa itself is beautiful. What was in mind when you were designing the space?
As we designed it, we really looked at the space and got a sense of how do we have enough separation for things like the massage rooms to ensure quiet privacy? How do we have a lounge that feels comfortable? How do we leverage the pedicure area with that gorgeous view of the mill pond and the escarpment? Like it's magical to sit there in the winter time, having a pedicure, a glass of Prosecco, watching the snowflakes come down and watching skiers come down the hill. Like it's a really unique, special experience.
And one of the unique offerings of Iwa is, of course, the volcanic rock therapy. What was the inspiration behind including volcanic rock therapy in your spa?
Yeah, well, it's a really interesting story because I was first introduced to this concept of the volcanic rock therapy through a girlfriend of mine who had suffered terribly from fibromyalgia. And fibromyalgia is not one of those things that a doctor can prescribe any kind of medication to help you with, to help the pain management of it. And she discovered through really researching what helped her wellness that the volcanic rock therapy was incredibly beneficial for her body and her husband, because her husband suffered from arthritis. So they actually researched it. She found a place and said, Michelle, you have to come try this. So this was years before Iwa was even created. So I personally experienced it, being a little skeptical. And after I experienced it, I was blown away with the actual experience of the volcanic rock therapy. Not only how well did I feel physically, but also how well I slept that night. Like that was my first introduction. And then I realized as I started to build the business plan for Iwa in beautiful Blue Mountain Village, that this would be a great environment, particularly in the winter months when it's really cold out and your body aches from skiing and you just need to warm up, or you need to do that beautiful restorative yoga, that the volcanic rock therapy is a perfect fit for Blue Mountain Village.
So basically, the room is, you know, cedar paneled, beautiful space, soft, low light. It really feels like you're in a sauna.
The more I learned about the volcanic rock therapy, mm-hmm. which originated in Indonesia, the history of it is that these macaw monkeys were laying for hours on top of rocks, and they actually discovered that the rock was heated underneath from thermal springs water. And because of the volcanic properties in the rocks, the monkeys, much like nature points us in that direction often, were reaping all the benefits for it. And subsequently became popular in Indonesia and then very popular in Japan. And as I started researching the business plan for EWA, I did more and more research into literally the thousands of places in Japan that have Gamban-yokos, as they're called there, volcanic rock therapy. And a lot of the places in Japan practice yoga on the rock. And I went, this is brilliant. Like the opportunity to marry the two. So I do believe we were the first ones in Canada, and maybe the only ones in Canada still unique, to offer yoga on volcanic rock.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think it's still completely unique. I haven't seen anybody else in Canada that does it.
Absolutely.
But it really came from that research that I did before we opened EWA.
This would be an excellent place to do yoga. Oh my gosh. Oh, my back just feels so... And what this is doing, I can see now, it's complementing the massage I just had. It's a hard surface, but it almost feels soft because of the heat.
And Michelle, your business was a participant in the T3 Accelerator coaching program. What attracted you to that program?
Myself, much like many small business owners, you wear so many hats, and it's very easy, you know, the forest and the tree discussion. You're in the thick of it, you're managing the business, you're working with your team, you're working with guests, you are literally chief everything officer. And sometimes it's really difficult to manage your own priority set, to manage your own time and take a step back and say, I need to look, I'm currently so in the business that I'm not on the business. And I really recognized that I tend to go very deep into the weeds on things.
Right.
And for me, it was like, I need to be pulled out to look more on the business as opposed to in it. So I saw this as an opportunity to help me personally with that challenge that I have.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of small business owners have, when you try and you spread yourself too thin, trying to do too much and too much of everything. So I really saw it as a great opportunity, as I would for any small business owner.
So tell me about the coaching itself. What was that experience like as a small business?
Yeah, so we worked with three different coaches.
Oh, great.
We worked with a specialist on our retail strategy. We did a lot of change from that perspective. We worked with a coach on looking at market development and where we could develop more markets for EWA. And then we worked specifically on HR, and we actually did two sessions on the human resource side of things, because that really, for us, we got so much value out of that, and it really put us on the path to really establish some of the underpinnings that are just part of who we are now, like how do we reinforce the culture, how do we set up, you know, professional performance reviews, how do we increase employee engagement. So all of those things were, all sessions were valuable.
It's time to come back. We've reached the end of your session. Start by gently wiggling your fingers and toes. Take a big breath in and out. Gently stretch your body as you would first thing in the morning. When ready, rise slowly and gently. We hope you enjoyed your time at EWA today. As a wellness spa, we're inspired by your well-being. It's in our name. EWA. Inspiring wellness always. Thank you for joining us.
Namaste.
Namaste, Michelle. That was incredible.
Thanks for tuning in to this T3 Accelerator podcast episode. These podcasts are possible through the great coaches and businesses participating in the T3 Accelerator coaching program, being willing to share their expertise and experiences. A shout out to the numerous T3 Accelerator partners and sponsors, in particular RTO7, Community Future South Georgian Bay, and Tourism Simcoe County. More information on T3 Accelerator can be found on the rto7.ca website and clicking on T3 Accelerator. We hope you take action on at least one tip or idea you picked up in this episode, and that the information shared with you helps your business. Thanks for listening. I'm Tracy Sternad.